Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Imagine if you put on a bear suit to feed a baby cub. That's exactly what workers at a California Wildlife Center are doing. They're trying to take care of this 2-month-old black bear cub.
It's not something I'd want to be doing on my first day at work.
Well, so the cub, he arrived weak, underweight, and they're trying not to get the cub used to humans. So the people that work there are dressing up like a bear, a mama bear, and taking care of him like that. Now, are you supposed to do that? Is that weird? It's zoologist Jim Knox from the Beardsley Zoo. Jim, is it normal for people to dress like bears and pretend to be a bear?
That I can't answer. What I can answer is that it is a great practice when you're rehabilitating certain species of wildlife to prevent them from associating humans with their care, and that helps them to survive in the wild. So in this case, it's a really good thing that these folks are doing, and a favor they're doing to the bears and for other people too.
So basically what he's saying, Anna, is that they don't want to get used to people feeding them cheeseburgers or whatever, right? But right. If your mama bear shows up and she's got a cheeseburger, that's good.
Do they wonder
Absolutely.
Why the people in the costumes look different? Like, that doesn't look like my mom. That looks like prosthetics.
Well, the big thing for bears is that bears navigate their world by sight, but also by scent. So if you have a uniform or costume that looks somewhat like a bear, but it smells like bear, then that's a barrier, a visual and olfactory barrier to associating people with food. And that's what you want to do, because when they release these babies in the wild over time, as long as they avoid people, they've got a great survival prospects, and that helps people, too, to avoid people-bear conflict. And we've got a bear awareness program all about this. You've got to do it. It's important stuff.
Jim Knox from the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo, zoologist. Jim, what other animals should you dress up as to make them feel at home? So if I'm just out in the wild or maybe on an African safari and I find, let's say, a giant giraffe puppet and I climb into it, would that be okay versus a zebra or a lion?
Oh, boy. You guys are giving me great questions today that really, I don't know if there are answers out there for these questions. I will give you a good one, though. Seriously. If you are a California condor chick, scientists, wildlife conservation biologists have been using these condor puppets for generations now so that condor chicks don't imprint on people. And their survival rates in the wild are just sky high. So giraffes, not so much. Condors, absolutely.
You know, Jim, I know that your facility, your zoo, is one that shares different breeding and so forth programs, and you're tracing, you know, lineage and whatnot to make sure that you're doing these things safely and responsible. And you guys even share animals. But forgive me, am I placing a false memory on you? But were you involved with some sort of program where there was like a bird outfit or a bird suit?
Oh, man, you stumped me, Raven. I can tell you that we do create paper mache prey enrichment for our animals that resemble some of their prey items or scavenge items in the case of, say, the condors.
Okay.
And that way they'll access the prey. But, yeah, you got to jog my memory. We got to talk on that.
General rule of thumb, Jim, you would suggest not doing this if you're an average person. You have to be a professional and know how to actually deal with the animals before you put on a costume and decide you're going to try to be one of them.
Absolutely. Anna, you're absolutely right. Yeah, don't attempt this at home. What I would say is, in seriousness, we have great, wonderful wildlife rehabilitators around the country who provide expert care for any number of species. And when it comes to bear awareness all around the country, American black bear populations are robust. They're doing great. And bear awareness is something that whether you're in the country, the suburbs, or even in the cities, we all need to be bear aware. And we need to be talking about this to keep bears and people safe.
Jim Knox, Beardsley Zoo. Jim, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always a pleasure.